Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome back here to a sunny Roger Dean at Chevrolet Stadium and the start of Daytona's final road series of the 2022 season as the Tortugas close out their divisional schedule with six games against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:30 first pitch. The series finale between Daytona and Jupiter, as well as Palm Beach's series finale in St. Lucie on Sunday, washed away due to inclement weather all around the eastern coast of the Sunshine State. A bunch of roster moves have occurred since we last spoke to you over the weekend, as the Tortugas sending three players up: catcher Hayden Jones, right-hander Julian Aguiar joining High A Dayton for the first time in their careers, Franger Aaron Gurren, who made one appearance with Daytona last week, back up with the Dragons as well. Three players added to Daytona's roster too: Yerlin Confidant, who has missed quite a bit of time with lower body injuries, re-added to Daytona's roster today. He'll bat fifth in right field. Cade Hunter, the Reds' fifth-round pick out of Virginia Tech, the catcher, added to the roster, along with Italian-born left-hander Nicolo Pinazzi, has been added to the roster today too. Luis May reinstated off the development list, while right-hander Yomiel Maisonet has been placed on the development list. We'll take a break here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Will be Ryan Cardona for Daytona, Jose Davila for the Cardinals for first pitch tonight. But when we come back, last week we had a chance to sit down with one of the newest members of the organization. Trey Faltini hit his first career home run in Daytona's last game on Saturday night. You'll hear from Trey when we come back. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch. Tortugas and Cardinals, the start of the final road series of the year for the Tortugas, coming up on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of not only the Tortugas organization, but the Reds organization. That is infielder Trey Faltini. Trey, welcome here to the Florida State League. Have you adjusted to the humidity down here in Florida over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, that's not too bad. You know, being from Texas, I feel like, you know, that's part of the thing is, you know, being in the heat all the time. So it hasn't been too bad. I'd say, you know, getting adjusted to it pretty good.
What's it been like for you the last couple of weeks, getting adjusted to single-A baseball, getting into the lineup, playing different positions? What's it been like for you as a player getting adjusted to the baseball at this level?
Yeah, you know, it's been fun, you know, finally be out here and, you know, playing again. It's fun. I think, you know, all the coaches and, you know, all the guys on the team have been, you know, really helpful, you know, in making that process a lot easier for myself and kind of, you know, just asking questions and, you know, trying to get better every day. And I feel like, you know, everyone here is super supportive and, you know, wants the best for everybody. So it's obviously a lot, you know, easier to come to the ballpark every day and get to work. So, you know, having that ability and to just, you know, come to the ballpark and, you know, be ready to play every day and, you know, learning new positions, all that kind of stuff, I've enjoyed it so far.
What's it been like for you adjusting to learning different positions? Obviously, you played a ton of shortstop at Texas. You've played a bunch of shortstop here in Daytona as well, but you've taken some games at second base. I'm sure you've taken some ground balls at third base as well. What's it been like for you? When was the last time, if at all, have you played those positions?
Yeah, it's been a while. I'd probably say, you know, in college I played shortstop, you know, the whole time, and never really practiced anywhere else. So I'd say probably since maybe my junior year of high school, since I've, you know, played any other position. So, you know, that part's getting a little different. You know, kind of the view of the game is a little bit different now. It's coming from, you know, second or third or whatever it may be. But, you know, all the ground balls and stuff like that we've taken before the game, stuff like that definitely helps. So, you know, just continuing that process and, you know, trying to get better and, you know, play as many positions as possible.
And people can find that a little weird, you know, playing in a different position after being a shortstop for so long, but it just means because the team wants to get your bat in the lineup and get you in the lineup as many ways as possible. That's got to be a good feeling, though, to know they want to try and find a way to get you in the order every day.
Right, for sure, yeah. You know, obviously, you know, I come here to play, and, you know, that's what I want to do is play every day. So, you know, wherever, you know, the team needs me to be, you know, see me fit to play, you know, I think that's what's best for the team, and obviously that's what I'm going to do.
Got a lot of draftees with you now here in Daytona Beach. You came over with Justin Boyd and Logan Tanner. Now you got four other pitchers as a part of the draft class with you here in Daytona. How has that made the transition to pro ball better to have some other guys going through that experience with you as well? And what was the draft camp and things like that out in Arizona when you were getting onboarded?
Yeah, you know, draft camp, I think, was, you know, pretty cool to have everybody out there, all the guys, you know, working out together and stuff like that. Kind of, you know, guys you've seen before, played against in college, you know, kind of rekindling that relationship, and obviously guys you may not have known or, you know, heard about but never met personally, to, you know, finally catch up and, you know, talk about, you know, all the different experiences we had in colleges and high school, all that kind of stuff. So that's fun. And then, you know, once moving out here, you know, Logan and Justin came with me, so, you know, to have two guys that, you know, had the same route as me going to college and all that stuff, you know, we had the same experience as well, so that definitely helps. And, you know, be able to talk to those guys and kind of, you know, dissect the game with them has been pretty fun too.
Talk about the draft. You were taken in the seventh round by the Reds. Obviously such an exciting experience for not only yourself, but your family, your friends. Take us through that moment. What was that like for you when you finally got the phone call, saw your name flash across the screen, and know that, you know, that dream of being a pro ball player was really coming to fruition?
Yeah, you know, I was at home that second day, kind of, you know, just waiting, kind of stuff like that, you know, picking up phone calls, talking to different teams, stuff like that. And then I think it was maybe a couple picks before the Reds pick. They called me and, you know, kind of asked me, and I was, you know, obviously on board with it and super pumped about it. So I was, you know, had that opportunity with my parents and my brothers with me. Was, you know, super cool and something I'll definitely never forget.
What'd you do to celebrate, if anything, to celebrate afterwards? You go out to eat, go anywhere, do anything with friends and family, or just sort of, you know, take a second to sit back and relax and enjoy the moment, like you said, with your parents and family?
Yeah, I think, you know, I spent a couple hours at the house, you know, just, you know, kind of, you know, going out with my parents and kind of, you know, having that moment, as you can say. And then I think that night, my aunt and uncle and my couple cousins came, so we all went out to eat and stuff like that. So it was a you know, nice moment to have with my family and stuff like that. So, you know, obviously I appreciate everything they've done for me up to this point, and, you know, they continue to do for me. So have that support and continued support, you know, is amazing.
You speak about your family. It's been awesome to see on social media the outpouring of support, not only from a whole bunch of Texas fans, but your mom, your dad, a whole bunch of other different family members and friends. What does that mean to you as you start your pro career, being a little bit further away from home now, to have so many people behind you, friends, family, and the like?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, obviously my parents, you know, they're always going to be there, especially my mom. You know, she's a, you know, a big social media person, so she, I know she's always going to be there. But yeah, you know, the people from Texas too, you know, I went to Texas, and, you know, that was the best years of my life, and to have those experiences and, you know, meet everyone there, you know, something I'll never forget. And obviously, you know, having the support of them now, even when I'm gone, just shows, you know, to speak for how great of a university is and, you know, the people there and how the fans, you know, appreciate their players. So it's amazing to see for sure.
Texas has such an amazing, rich baseball history. So many great players have come through there. What was it like getting a chance to be a part of that history for the last 3 years? And what was the experience like for you being on some really talented teams making runs to the College World Series?
Yeah, you know, that's why I went to Texas. You know, we've been to the World Series the most times at any college ever. So, you know, to be able to continue that and go, you know, back-to-back years is something, you know, that, you know, is indescribable. And, you know, the players I was playing with, you know, obviously were great players. A lot of us, you know, end up getting drafted and signed, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, something I'll never forget. You know, the coaches, everyone there, you know, is one of a kind and something, you know, you can't just find anywhere. So I think that speaks to, you know, the tradition of Texas and, you know, the culture they have, you know, for the last, you know, whatever it is, 50, 60 years, and what they'll continue to have every year. So, you know, I'm big advocate for, you know, Texas, obviously, and, you know, that's where my heart's at all the time.
One of the best parts about college isn't just the athletic life, but also just college life in general. What was your favorite part about being a student at the University of Texas outside of everything baseball related?
I'd probably say, you know, just the school. You know, obviously, you know, being a student athlete, you kind of have, you know, the spotlight on you a little bit more, stuff like that. But, you know, being at school and just, you know, having fun with the guys outside of, you know, the field, and, you know, going to, you know, do different things around town and, you know, school, all that, from the different people you meet is, you know, so fun. I'll never forget the people I met there. And obviously, you know, going back there in the offseason and stuff like that, you know, that's something that I'll for sure be doing. So to be able to have the relationships I've built there and, you know, everyone that I met is one of a kind, and I surely won't remember, won't forget anybody.
One of the best parts about college is making those relationships and friendships for life. But one of the other cool things about baseball is, you know, the world and the community becomes really small as well. You played on a club team called the Banditos that Jack Rogers, who's your teammate here in Daytona, was also a part of that same club team. I'm sure there's plenty of other players now in the organization, and you've played against already as a pro player and playing against right now, and we'll play against the rest of the season, that you have interacted with and played with growing up. What's that been like for you, getting to reconnect and see and play with and against so many other players that you've had a chance to work with in the past?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You know, once I got drafted, you know, Jack was actually the first person I reached out to, because, you know, I've known him since we were probably 6 or 7, playing with each other and stuff like that. So, you know, see old friends like that, people you haven't seen in a long time. It's fun to see and, you know, be teammates with them again, you know, years down the road. And obviously seeing guys, you know, that I played against in college or summer ball, stuff like that on their teams is obviously good to kind of just, you know, how far they've come and how much they've grown over their career too. So to be able to have that is amazing. And, you know, to see other people, you know, share similar experience with you and, you know, have the same goals and ambitions as you is fun to see as well.
Talented infielder Trey Faltini. We can't wait to watch him continue to grow and improve here in the Tortugas and the Reds organization. Thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the season. Enjoy the upcoming offseason. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
I appreciate it. You have a good one.
Best of luck. Coming up next in the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock. We'll be right back.
Well, after rain chased us away on Sunday, sun is shining, and the weather has held off here on this Tuesday night. Justin Rock with you here on the Tortugas Radio Network. First pitch coming up momentarily. Jose Davila warming up on the mound for the Cardinals, and as he does that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Austin Callahan leads off at third base. Hector Rodriguez bats second in center. Jack Rogers is the DH tonight in the three spot. Logan Tanner behind the plate cleans up. Yerlin Confidon back in the lineup. He'll bat fifth in right field. Edwin Arroyo bat sixth as the shortstop. Blake Dunn will bat seventh in left. Yasiel Pino is the first baseman tonight in the eighth spot, with Johnny Ascanio batting ninth at second base. Starting lineup for the Cardinals put together by their manager, Gary Kendall. Victor Scott leads off in center. Nathan Church, left fielder in the two spot. Thomas Francisco bats third at first base. R.J. Yeager, Tanner's old college teammate, cleans up at third. Joshua Baez is in right field batting fifth. Jimmy Crooks behind the plate in the sixth spot. Brody Moore out of Auburn will bat seventh at second base. Jeremy Rivas slides down to the eighth spot. He will be at shortstop with Michael Curiali batting ninth as the DH. Jose Davila on the mound for the Cardinals here this evening. Davila, 6'3", 177 pounds, will turn 20 in November from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Austin Callahan will lead off for Daytona in the top half of the first inning. Callahan from the left-hand side, and our first pitch of the game fouled straight back, and we are underway at 6:33 Eastern Time. Callahan coming into the night hitting at 268. This is 50th game, 19 extra base hits, 5 homers, 20 RBIs, and the 0-1, a chopper to short. Coming in on it, Rivas, even with the second base bag, throw on to first, and the first batter of the game is retired, one away. Brings up Hector Rodriguez, the center fielder. Rodriguez had a couple of RBI doubles in Daytona's extra inning win on Saturday. Is 11-4 his first 33 in 9 games, 6 extra base hits and 4 RBIs. As this one tomahawked in the air to right. Back into his right goes Baez, and with two hands squeezes it for the second out. So 3 pitches for 2 outs to start the night for Davila. Brings up Jack Rogers. Had his first career multi-home run game in the win on Saturday. Had a solo shot in the fifth inning, a big two-run blast in the tenth. Rogers hitting at 292 now with 30 extra base hits, 10 home runs, 38 RBIs. 10 homers and 38 RBIs leads the team as he takes a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Davila, left to right in the outfield, Nathan Church, Victor Scott, and Joshua Baez. As Rogers takes outside, it's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, R.J. Yeager, Jeremy Rivas, Brody Moore, and Thomas Francisco, with Jimmy Crooks doing the catching, the 1-1. Now Rogers takes high, it's 2-1. Davila added it to Palm Beach's roster at the beginning of the month, making his sixth appearance and fifth start, the 2-1. Rogers fouls it out of play. Left-hand side, it's 2-2. Davila, a spotless record, no wins, no losses, as a 2.35 ERA entering tonight, the 2-2. And Rogers, another foul ball out of play. Davila, just 15 hits allowed in 23 innings, but has walked more than he struck out, 16 walks, 13 Ks. The 19-year-old's 2-2, and Rogers pulls one on the ground through the hole between first and second, a base hit. So Jack Rogers continues his offensive tear. Now has a 16-game on-base streak, a 14-game hitting streak, and Daytona with one on and two out. 101 miles an hour on the worm-burning ground ball. Brings up Logan Tanner. Did not play in the win on Saturday night. Was 2-for-9 in the Jupiter Series with his first career RBI. Red's second-round pick out of Mississippi State. He swings and drives one in the air right center field. Long run back into his left for Scott. Reaches out and makes the catch. Oh, what a play by Victor Scott. Running that one down to right center field to take away extra bases and assumingly an RBI from the Tortuga catcher. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of the half an inning. It is Daytona nothing and the Cardinals coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Brian Cardona was supposed to start for Daytona on Sunday. Weather had other plans. He'll get the ball for the Tortugas tonight. Coming off one of the best starts of his career last week against the Hammerheads. Cardona standing at 6 feet tall, 211 pounds, 22 years old from Livingston, New Jersey. Reds 19th round pick at Amaris College in Poughkeepsie, New York last summer. Cardona making his 23rd appearance and sixth start. 4-3, a 3.22 ERA, four saves out of the bullpen, 51 hits, and 64 in a third innings, 40 walks, and 77 strikeouts. Victor Scott made a great catch to end the top of the inning. Will lead off against Cardona in the bottom of the first, and he takes the first pitch fastball outside. It's 1-0. Scott from the left-hand side hitting 225 in 22 games. As he takes a chest-high strike, it's 1-1. Scott has 8 extra base hits, 2 home runs, and 9 RBIs. Righty from the middle of the slab, the 1-1. Scott shows bunt, pulls back, and Cardona misses high. It is 2-1. Umpiring crew here tonight behind the plate, Connor McKenna, Robert Ginther on the bases. Righty fires, and Scott a ground ball, fielded on the forehand by Pino to his left. Will take it to the bag himself for the game's first out. One away. Brings up Nathan Church. Church, left fielder, 13 for his first 71. That is a 183 average. Has a 514 OPS, no home runs, and an RBI. Shadows creeping in from the third base line. First pitch from Cardona is a curveball in for strike one, knee high. Cardona, last week against the Hammerheads, fell one out shy of qualifying for the decision. It's still a career high as that one up and away. It's 1-1 when a career-long 4 2/3 innings gave up just one run on 3 hits, walked 3, and struck out 4 last Wednesday. The 1-1. And this one fouled aside. And it stays at 1-2. Daytona winning that game 6-3. 1-2. And Church takes high. It's 2-2. Defensive alignment behind Cardona tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Blake Dunn, Hector Rodriguez, and Yerlin Confidant. 2-2. And Church, another tapper to the right side of the infield. Racing in is Ascanio. And he'll underhand it to Pino covering first. Two out. Two soft ground balls to the right side. Brings up Thomas Francisco. Francisco in Palm Beach this year, hitting .290 in 36 games. Five homers, 28 RBIs. As he takes high, it's 1-0. Francisco at .814 OPS entering play today. The 1-0, and Francisco sends it straight back. It's 1-1. Third to first around the infield for Daytona, Austin Callahan, Edwin Arroyo, Johnny Ascanio, and Yasiel Pino, with Logan Tanner doing the catching behind the plate. Cardona is 1-1. And Francisco, foul ball in the box. It is 1-2. Right now here in Jupiter, Florida, 88 degrees. Real feel at 97. American flag out in straightaway right, blowing in and a little bit towards left field. 17-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the east-southeast. Third baseman Callahan off the line. Cardona looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The two-strike pitch runs high. It's 2-2. Automated ball strike system in effect here today, as will be the case again tomorrow for the final time for Daytona this year. The 2-2. And Francisco goes fishing in the dirt for strike three. Ball kicks up the third baseline. Barehanded by Tanner, who throws on to first to complete Cardona's first strikeout of the game. Cardona retires the Cardinals in order on 14 pitches after one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your Lost Shaker Assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville Night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead Night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the jack as well with our final Bark in the Park Night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans at the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Jose Davila back to work for the Cardinals as he moved to the top of the second inning. No score. Opening game of this series between Daytona and Palm Beach. Yerlin Confidan re-added to Daytona's roster earlier today from the Complex League will lead off. And the first pitch he sees brushes him off the plate inside. It's 1-0. Confidan had been on the IL for Daytona since early May. As this one hammered in the air to right, back goes Baez, reaching up and trying to fight the sunlight, makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out. Confidan squares one up 98 miles an hour, but can't get it over the head of the right fielder Baez. One away in the second inning for Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo did not play in the win on Saturday night. Got the night off. 13-4, his first 67 in Daytona. This is 20th game. Switch hitter takes high for ball one. Arroyo overall in 106 single-A games, .297, 14 homers, 77 RBIs. As he swings through a high fastball at 89, it's 1-1. Arroyo a .862. OPS entering play here on Tuesday, the 1-1. And Edwin grounds it foul towards the first base dugout. It's 1-2. Cardinals tonight wearing the home white uniforms. Palm Beach in red script lettering across the chest. The 1-2. And Arroyo foul tip into the glove of the catcher Crooks for strike three. First strikeout tonight for Jose Davila. Two up, two down in the second brings up Blake Dunn. Dunn had a stretch of 10 straight plate appearances in which he reached base over the weekend. Comes into play today, hitting at 266 in 23 games. Takes low for ball one. Dunn, three homers, nine RBIs, and a 947 OPS, the 1-0. Davila off the plate, it is 2-0. Gold bat perched atop the word mark. One Cardinal by the barrel, one by the handle. Red numerals front and back on that white jersey. As Dunn takes up above the hands, it's 3-0. White pants, Davila has them rolled up just above his knees. Red socks emanating from his red and white cleats as Dunn takes inside for ball four. So Blake Dunn on base yet again. As he draws a two-out walk, second straight inning, Daytona has worked a two-out base runner. Brings up the first baseman, Yasiel Pino. Pino hitting at 220 in 44 games, five homers, 17 RBIs, a 700 OPS. The navy and white stripes around the calf muscle on those red socks. Red cap, red bill for the Cardinals. Dunn runs on the first pitch, and Pino lines one left center field. Church over to his left, nearly overran it, but able to reach back to his right and make the catch on the 91-mile-an-hour line drive to end the inning. No runs, no hits, one left on the walk. At the end of one and a half, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Part of the lineup, two up for the Cardinals. Bottom of the second inning, R.J. Yeager, Joshua Baez, Jimmy Crooks. 3-2 up in the inning. First pitch to Yeager, hit in the air to left. Back into his right goes Dunn, and this one bangs off the wall. Yeager on his way to second, throw in by Dunn, late and not in time. It's a first pitch double for R.J. Yeager. Third two-base hit of his career. And the Cardinals have their first hit, their first base runner, and a man in scoring position and nobody out. One on for Joshua Baez, playing in his 12th game with the club. 8-4 his first 32, two homers, nine RBIs, a 906 OPS. And Cardona's breaking ball drops low. It's 1-0. Tortugas tonight wearing the dark green alternates. Tortugas arched across the chest in white. White numerals front and back with a powder blue border. The 1-0. And that knee high for a called strike one. Gray pants for Cardona has him all the way down to his ankles. White dirt smeared cleats. Yeager leads off second, the 1-1. And Baez takes a curveball for a strike. It's 1-2. Green cap, green bill. White block, D logo on the front. Righty ready. The 1-2. And Baez fouls it straight back. It's one ball and two strikes. Baez missed time earlier this season with a wrist injury, reinstated off the Cardinals' IL back on the 16th of August. This is 11th game back. The pitch, and Baez taps one on the ground wide of third, a foul ball. Stays at 1-2. Baez struggled a bit on the road during the Cardinals' last series in St. Lucie, in which they took 4 of 5 from the first half champions. It was just 2 of 17 in that set, but did have a triple and two RBIs. Another 1-2, and Baez chases the high fastball, strike 3. 92 up above the letters. Second strikeout tonight for Cardona. One away in the inning for Jimmy Crooks. I will say one of the first things I asked Austin Pert, the media man for the Cardinals, when we got to the stadium earlier today, as Crooks bats from the left-hand side, takes a curveball for strike one, was, does Jimmy Crooks come up to the song Jimmy Cooks by Drake? And was an immediate yes. And sure enough, he does come up to the song. Fitting that it came out in his draft season as Crooks takes a strike. It's 0-2. 10-4 his first 46 in 15 games. 4 extra base hits, a home run, and 2 RBIs. Had a great tenure at Oklahoma, leading them to a runner-up finish in the College World Series. Man at second, one out. The 0-2, and he struck him out swinging. Got him on the snapdragon down and in. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cardona after the leadoff double. Last 3 outs for Cardona, all courtesy of the punch-out. 2 out for Brody Moore. Moore coming up to Sweet Home Alabama from Oneonta, Alabama. Never knew there was an Oneonta, Alabama until today. And there was an Oneonta, New York. But Brody out of Oneonta, Alabama, attended Auburn University in Alabama. Hitting at 228 in his first 23 games, 3 doubles, no homers, 7 RBIs. And Moore takes away for ball one. Man at second, 2 out. No score in the bottom of the second inning. Cardona's 1-0. And Moore takes outside, it's 2-0. Moore joining Palm Beach back on the 29th of July. Reached in each of the final 4 games he played in that Mets series, the 2-0. This one hit in the air to right field. Towards the line goes Confidon, jogging, now reaches up to make the catch and end the inning. So Cardona works around the leadoff double, gets a couple of strikeouts and a fly ball to right to limit the damage at the end of 2, a scoreless game on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Johnny Ascanio looks at strike one here to start the top of the third inning. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Daytona. And Ascanio takes a breaking ball strike. It's quickly 0-2. Ascanio playing in his 14th game with the Tortugas. This one hit sharply but foul towards the first base seats. It is still 0-2. Ascanio at 263. No extra base hits. Two RBIs. Switch hitter from the left-hand side takes high and tight. It's 1-2. Dimensions here at Roger Dean for those who haven't been. 330 down the line in left. 355 to straightaway left as Ascanio down on strikes. Davila punches him out on the curveball. Second strikeout tonight for the 19-year-old. One away in the third inning for Austin Callahan. Grounded out to short back in the first. But it is 382 out to left center. 400 is straightaway center in the batter's eye as Callahan attacks the first pitch and fouls it out of play. It's 0-1. 382 to the light stanchion in right center field. 350 to straightaway right. And then 325 down the line in right as Callahan takes low. Evens up one ball and one strike. Top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Justin Rock with you, the 1-1. Callahan fouls it into the mid of Crooks. It's 1-2. Daytona, no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left two. Cardinals, no runs, one hit, no errors. They have left one. The 1-2 pitch. Callahan skies one in the air, left center field. Back into his left goes Church. Long run back into his right for Scott. And he clangs against the wall and he goes down. Callahan on his way to third. Ball bobbled out there and left by Church. Callahan's heading to the plate. The throw's up the third base line, and he scores. We'll see how this one is officially ruled. I have to imagine it will not be officially an inside-the-park home run. But Austin Callahan circles the entire bases on the fly ball on the left. And Daytona takes a 1-0 third-inning lead. And thankfully, Victor Scott, who collided rather hard with the padded wall in left center field, up on his feet and going back to his position in center field with no help. And it looks like they will give Callahan an inside-the-park home run there. Thought they might give it a triple and an error with the bobble out and left from Church. But it'll be an inside-the-park home run for Austin Callahan, his sixth of the year and his 21st RBI. Rodriguez fouls off the first pitch. It's 0-1. And this one line foul towards the Cardinal bullpen. It's 0-2. Great hustle by Callahan. Score all the way around the bases. The 0-2, and Rodriguez pokes it foul. Third base seats, it stays 0-2. Righty comes home, and Rodriguez takes in the dirt. It's a ball and two strikes. Going to say we saw an inside-the-park home run against Daytona last year. Trying to jog my memory as to when was the last time Daytona hit one. 1-2 pitch. Misses high and tight. Spins a curveball. It's two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez has hit in all 9 games he's played with Daytona. 2-2. And he strikes out swinging. Got him on the fastball in. Third strikeout tonight for Davila. Two out in the top of the third brings up Jack Rogers. For those wondering, by the way, 97 miles an hour off the bat. On the inside, the park home run by Callahan as Rogers out in front of the Snapdragon. It's 0-1. Jack with his first inning single, extending his on-base streak to 16, his hitting streak to 14. The 0-1, swing and a miss. High fastball, it's 0-2, has picked up a hit in all but one game since the All-Star break. And in every game since being reinstated off the IL, the 0-2, and Rogers down swinging. So Davila strikes out the side in the third, but an inside-the-park home run by Austin Callahan puts Daytona on the board. Through two and a half, 1-0 Tortugas on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugues box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Austin Callahan, an inside the park home run in the top of the inning to give Daytona a 1-0 lead. 8-9-1, due up for the Cardinals in the frame. Jeremy Rivas, Michael Curiale, and then the top of the order. Rivas, righty, swinging shortstop, takes outside for ball one. Rivas was hitting towards the top of the order most of the season. Shuffled down a few spots with the addition of draftees. So he takes outside. It's 2-0. Rivas hitting at 246, team high 109th game, a homer and 31 RBIs. The 2-0, and Rivas can't get around on the breaking ball. It is 2-1. Rivas, a OPS of 600 coming into tonight. The 2-1, and Cardona misses high. Rivas ahead, three balls and one strike. Cardona, last three times out coming into today, has been as effective as he's been all year, the 3-1. Drops in for a strike, it's 3-2. Since August the 11th, Cardona coming into play today, just one run in his previous 12 and two-thirds innings with just six hits allowed. 3-2 pitch. Hit in the air towards right field. Confidante, who is left into foul ground. Pino calling for it over his shoulder. Makes the basket catch. What a play for the first out of the third inning. Sort of into a Bermuda Triangle area out by the Cardinal bullpen mound. Ascanio and Confidante there as well. But Yasiel Pino taking charge and making an over-the-shoulder grab a la Willie Mays for the first out of the third inning. Leadoff man retired, brings up Michael Curiale. And he takes outside for ball one. Curiale out of UCLA. 11-4 his first 44 in 15 games. And the righty batter takes high. It's 2-0. Four doubles, no homers, three RBIs. Serving as the DH tonight. Cardona's 2-0. And that's a breaking ball for strike one. Well, Cardona, 18 strikeouts in his last 12 and two-thirds innings coming into play today. As Curiali takes another strike, it's even at 2-2. August been one of Cardona's best months statistically this summer. Finishing strong. 2-2. Fouled off the mask of Tanner. But Logan's all right. Remains at 2-2. Bases empty, one out. Bottom of the third, Daytona in front by a run. Glove on Cardona's front hip as he gets the sign. 2-2 pitch, and this one reached four, lined into right. Coming on Confidant, and in the shadows makes the catch, two down. Back to the top of the order in Victor Scott. Great to see he is okay and still in the game after that nasty collision with the outfield wall going after Callahan's inside the park home run. Made a great running catch to right center field earlier in the night. Ran 28.5 feet per second to track down the fly ball. As Scott takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Would have been in the 95th percentile in all of Major League Baseball. Great speed, left-handed hitter. The 0-1. Strike inside corner, 0-2. Scott, drafted by the Cardinals out of West Virginia, where he was college teammates with Tortuga's right-hander, Trey Braithwaite. 0-2. This one tapped towards the on-deck circle, remains 0-2. Scott, really impressive series against the Mets last week, including the first two home runs of his career. The two-strike pitch, and Cardona misses high and away. 1-2. Scott, 6-for-16 in that set. All but one of his six hits went for extra bases. The 1-2. Missing up and away. Trying to spin another curveball. It's 2-2. Cardinals in the home whites, Daytona in the dark greens. Lights flickering on here at Roger Dean as the sun has hidden behind some clouds. The pitch, Cardona lets that one sail high. It's full. Nathan Church, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Daytona up by a run, the payoff pitch, and Scott takes low for ball four. So Scott battles back from behind in the count 0-2 to work a walk. First free pass given up by Cardona tonight. Two away for Nathan Church. Church, Cardinals' 11th round pick out of UC Irvine. 1-for-6 in their series against the Mets. His one hit, a triple, and a throwback to the bag, and Scott dives back safely. Church for the Anteaters of UC Irvine, one of the best names in college athletics. That one down and in hits, or nearly hits his foot. And Church telling Scott to stay put at first base. It's 1-0. Church at 309 in the Big West this year. At five home runs and 38 RBIs. California kid out of El Toro High School in Lake Forest, California, the 1-0. That one high, it's 2-0. And doing some research, typed the name into Baseball America and found it interesting that Church was listed as Baseball America's number six prospect. As this one fouled away, it's 2-1 in the Big West Conference coming into the season. The man two spots behind him was Chase Luttrell of Long Beach State, also in the Big West, who plays for the other team that inhabits this ballpark. The Jupiter Hammerheads, runner goes, pitch outside, throw down by Tanner, tagged by Arroyo late. Stolen base for Victor Scott. as the count runs to 3-1 on Church. Scott's 11th stolen bag. But Church and Luttrell not only played in the same conference in college, now play in the same home ballpark in minor league baseball, albeit for different teams, the 3-1. Church swings and misses, it's 3-2. But they were high school teammates at El Toro High School in California. Played in the same conference, but for different schools. And now play and share the same home stadium right now in their burgeoning pro careers. Runner goes, Church of Flair in the left field. And that one's going to dunk in for a hit. He will score standing up. Dunn's throw will be coming in to the cutoff man, Arroyo. Scott in motion on the pitch enables him to score on the single to left. Nathan Church with an RBI. The second of his career. And the Cardinals tied at one in the bottom of the third. Didn't square it up well, but with the runner in motion, Scott easily able to come home without a play. And so the two-out walk burns Daytona. Game all tied. Brings up Thomas Francisco. Struck out swinging his first time up as Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with Cardona. Tire the first two batters of the inning. But since then has issued a walk and a game-tying single to left. Twilight sky here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Tortugas jumped in front in the top of the inning on Austin Callahan's inside the park home run. The Cardinals have tied it with a two-out walk, a stolen base, and a single. So Francisco with the go-ahead run on base. Struck out in his first at-bat against Cardona in the first. The 1-0 down by the shins. It's 2-0. Francisco, Cardinals' 19th round pick last year out of East Carolina. Joined the team back in July from High A Peoria as he takes off the plate inside for ball three. Righty ready, the 3-0. And Francisco takes a called strike. It is 3-1. R.J. Yeager doubled atop the left field wall his last time up. He is on deck. 3-1. And Francisco rolls it foul up the first baseline. It's a full count. Francisco entering play tonight on a four-game hitting streak. 6-4 his last 14 with three RBIs. Church the man at first with two down. A run already in. The payoff pitch, runner goes, and Francisco takes high for ball four. So the second two-out walk allowed by Cardona in the frame. Three straight have reached with two outs for R.J. Yeager. Yeager, doubling off the left field fence last inning, was stranded aboard. Righty batter against the righty pitcher, and Cardona missing down for ball one. Next pitch will be number 60 on the night for the right-hander. Lefty up and tossing down the line for Daytona. Ryan's 1-0. At low again, 2-0. Cardona. Up over 20 pitches in this inning. 2-0. Low ball three. Throw behind the runner at first. The tag by Pino and he's safe. Looked like the throw beat Francisco to the first base bag. But Francisco able to slide in feet first before Pino could get the tag down. So the count 3-0. And Daytona nearly picking off the man at first to end the inning. 3-0 pitch at the knees for strike one. As a matter of fact, actually, Cardona well over 30 pitches in the inning. The 3-1 in the dirt ball, four, try to throw a curveball. So the third at two-out walk of the inning. Four straight have reached with two out. And the bases are loaded for Joshua Baez. And that'll be it for Ryan Cardona tonight. With Cardona up over 35 pitches in the inning. Cookie Dawkins out of the third base dugout. And he will make a pitching change. So Cardona threw just 27 pitches over the first two. Well, he struggled a little bit with his command in the third. It'll be a lefty on to face Baez. Bases loaded and two out. Game tied at one. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Joseph Menifee tasked with trying to get Daytona out of this bases loaded jam in the bottom of the third. Cardinals four straight two out base runners on three walks and a single. Nathan Church tying it with his single to left, bringing in Victor Scott. So it'll be Menifee against Baez. Menifee joined Daytona last week from the Complex League. 6'1", 220 pounds, 22 years old from Richmond, Texas. Lefty against righty, and his first pitch to Baez. Breaking ball cut on and missed. It's 0-1. Baez struck out his first time. Menifee, the Reds' 20th round pick out of Texas A&M, making his second appearance with the team. The lefty's 0-1, and Tanner takes down and away. It's 1-1. Menifee last week against Jupiter pitched in the game on Friday, gave up a run on four hits in an inning. Did strike out a couple of hitters. Menifee's 1-1, and a foul ball caught the leg of Logan Tanner on the way by. And the home plate umpire will throw the ball back to the mound to give Tanner some time to recuperate. It's 1-2. Menifee made two appearances in the Complex League. Did not allow a run on one hit in two innings. Church at third. Francisco at second. Yeager at first in this tie game. Menifee's 1-2. And Baez pulls it down the line. Foul. Into the bleachers behind Daytona's left field bullpen. Squared it at 101 miles an hour. But just allowed strike number two. Baez, seventh man to bat for the Cardinals in the inning. Another 1-2 pitch, and this one driven in the air left center field. Long run back into his left for Dunn. This one's going to bounce off the warning track in the wall. All three runs will score. Baez on his way to third. The throw there, and Callahan will apply the tag on Baez trying to go in standing up to end the inning. But Joshua Baez clears the bases as all three runs score on his attempted triple. We'll get credit for two bases. Cardinals score four runs in the inning. They take a 4-1 lead after three on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have seven firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your nine-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tortugas with some work to do as the Cardinals put up four runs with two outs in the third inning to take a 4-1 lead. Logan Tanner, Yerlin Confidon, Edwin Arroyo, the three due up against the righty in the inning. Logan Tanner flied out to center his first time. Was robbed of a base hit on the great running catch by Scott. And he'll take a called strike to begin the top of the fourth. It's 0-1. Davila issues. And Tanner takes a called strike two. Daytona one run on two hits. No errors. They have left two tonight. Davila's 0-2. And Tanner takes high for ball one. Cardinals four runs, three hits. No errors. They have left one tonight. Two-strike pitch, and Tanner gets underneath one into shallow left. Coming on is Church, and coming in and to his left makes the play for the first out. So the leadoff man retired. Cardinals have retired the leadoff man in all four innings tonight. Brings up Yerlin Confidon, flied out to deep right his last time. Final line for Ryan Cardona tonight. Game started so promising as Confidon takes a called strike one. Righty's 0-1. And the 19-year-old looks at another strike. It's 0-2. Cardona officially 2 2/3 innings tonight. As Confidon takes low, it's 1-2. Charged with four runs all earned on two hits. Walked three, struck out three. 63 pitches and 34 strikes. Righty fires, and Confidon down swinging. Davila strikes him out with the curveball. Four in a row retired by Davila. That is his fifth strikeout tonight. Two out in the fourth for Edwin Arroyo. Arroyo struck out his first time, batting left-handed against the righty. And this one pulled foul to the right. It's 0-1. Arroyo celebrated his birthday last week. It is first home run in the organization on his birthday as well as he swings through a high heater. And Avila quickly ahead 0-2. Cardinals up by 3. The 0-2 to Edwin. High, it's 1-2. Arroyo, 4-18 in that series. Against the Hammerheads with 5 RBIs in 5 games. As this one carried out in the left center field. In and to his left is Church calling off the center fielder, Scott. And the Cardinals have their first 1-2-3 defensive inning of the night. Tortugas go in order against Davila on 12 pitches after 3.5. 4-1 Cardinals on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jimmy Crooks takes a called strike here to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. Joseph Menefee out for his first full inning of relief. Cardinals a 4-1 lead. Crooks, Moore, and Rivas, the 3-2 up as this line in a center field. And this will get down in front of Rodriguez for a base hit. So Crooks, who struck out in the second, lines a leadoff single to center to start the fourth. Second time tonight, the Cardinals have put the leadoff man on. Brings up the second baseman, Brody Moore. Flied out to right his first time. Righty batter keeps his hands down. And the first pitch from the lefty is low for ball one. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. In this fourth inning, bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network, the 1-0. And Crooks takes low. Rather, Moore takes low. It's 2-0. Hammerheads out in St. Lucie taking on the Mets. Opening game of that key series. The 2-0. And Moore looks at a called strike. It's 2-1. Tanner Allen reinstated off the IL for the Hammerheads earlier today, but was lifted early in that game after 3 at-bats. Don't know if that was planned or not. 2-1. This is soft ground ball left side. Tough play coming on for Callahan. Barehanded throw to first. Not in time. Great effort by Callahan coming in on that baseball. But Moore able to beat it out. Or an infield base hit. And the Cardinals with the first 2 men on to start the fourth inning. Brings up Jeremy Rivas. Fouled out to first to lead off the third inning. That great running catch by Pino shows bunt. Pulls back as that one misses inside for ball one. But the Mets have just taken a 1-0 lead on the Hammerheads. Eduardo Salazar's solo home run is second. Blade Tidwell, one of the Mets' top draft picks, made a start. Joey Lucchese pitched the scoreless inning on rehab. Holt Jones still on the hill for Jupiter. As Rivas takes outside, it's 2-0. Two more stolen bases for the Mets' Omar De Los Santos. Now up to a league-best 69 on the year. And getting closer and closer to the Mets' single-season record, the 2-0. And Rivas can't hold up. Back foot slider, it's 2-1. Look at the league standings. Mets came into play today, three back behind the Cardinals in the second half. The 2-1. Rivas gets one in the air. Foul ground, first base side, Pino by the dugout. And this one will land in the Cardinals' dugout. It's 2-2. Lakeland hosting at Clearwater. That game in the top of the fourth inning. Thresher is a 6-3 lead. Great seeing my old Johnson City manager, and does a marvelous job with the FCL Cardinals, Roberto Espinosa, here in attendance tonight. 2-2 pitch, and Rivas down on strikes. Got him on the slider up. First strikeout tonight for Menifee. One down in the bottom of the fourth brings up Michael Curiali. Always cool. Had a chance to work with a bunch of different teams. Always cool when those baseball worlds collide. Talked about that a lot last week with different drafted players for Daytona. Reconnecting with former teammates in Daytona. Is this a swinging dribbler towards the plate? Barehanded by Tanner. Throw on a third for one. Back across. Not in time. It's the second time we've seen that happen in the last 2 weeks. Hayden Jones made a great play over the weekend on a ball that died outside the lefty batter's box. Barehanded throw on to first. This time the ball dies outside the righty batter's box off the bat of Curiali. And Tanner barehands it, makes a great throw on to Callahan at third to get the lead runner, Crooks. Callahan almost making the play across the diamond for what would have been a very unusual 2-5-3 double play. As Victor Scott can't hold up, it's 0-1. So he'll just go down as a fielder's choice. 2-5 on that ground ball. Scott scored the Cardinals' first run, walked with two outs, stole a base, and then scored on the single by Church. As he comes up empty, slider from Menifee, it's 0-2. It was great connecting with Brady Whalen, who was with me in Johnson City, and Roberto Espinosa in 2017, now all the way up in AA Springfield. It's just a lot of fun getting a chance to reconnect with familiar faces. It's one of the more fun parts about working in baseball, working in sports, is that in the dirt, 1-2. Logan Tanner, Tortuga's catcher, college teammates with the Cardinals, R.J. Yeager. Victor Scott at the plate, college teammates with Daytona's Trey Braithwaite. It's the beauty of sports. Make friendships that can travel across states and countries. 1-2. Hi, it's 2-2. I'm sure Tanner and Braithwaite very excited to go up against their college teammates for the first time as pros. Been in the same locker room as them for many years now in opposing ones. Two on, two out, the 2-2. And he struck him out swinging. Slider up, and Menifee, after the first two men reached against him to start the fourth, gets three straight, including a couple of strikeouts to quell the threat. No runs, two hits, two men left, four innings in the books, Cardinals 4, Tortugas 1, on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now,
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Jose Davila back out for the fifth inning. Blake Dunn to lead off, lays a bunt down third base side. Davila can't bear hand, picked up by Yeager. And there will be no play at first base as Blake Dunn beats it out for an infield hit. Second time Blake has reached base tonight, walked his first trip. And Daytona has leadoff man on for the first time today. One on, nobody out, brings up Yasiel Pino. Lined out to left his first time. 0 for 1 tonight. Hunter Parks up and throwing. And Daytona's left field bullpen as Pino takes up and away for ball one. Continue our look around the Florida State League. In the top half of this fifth inning, Justin Rock with you. The 1-0. And Pino sends it in our direction. On the roof, it is 1-1. We mentioned Clearwater. 6-3 lead in Lakeland, that one in the bottom of the fourth inning. Chad Castillo, his third home run for the Threshers. Troy Schreffler, his first of his career. Manuel Sequeira, a solo shot, his 19th for Lakeland. Christian Santana added a two-run home run, his eighth. Flying Tigers into their bullpen. Estebenson Jimenez making the start for the Threshers as Pino can't hit the fastball. It is 1-2. Tampa hosting Dunedin. Big matchup in the Western Division. Blue Jays entering play today, leading the West in the second half as Pino a ground ball to third. Yeager on his second for one. Relay to first, double play. Taylor made around the horn, 5-4-3 twin killing. And the leadoff bunt single erased, two out.
Second baseman, number three.
Now it's the switch hitter, Johnny Ascanio. Struck out his first time up in the third. But Dunedin and Tampa tied at four. Antonio Gomez, a two-run homer for the Tarpons, his sixth. Kate Doughty, as Ascanio foul tip into the glove of Crooks, it's 0-1. Kate Doughty, a three-run home run for the Blue Jays, already his sixth of his young career. Both teams into their bullpens, the 0-1. And Ascanio takes high, it's 1-1. Only other game in the circuit tonight is in Bradenton. Marauders hosting Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles, a 2-1 lead as Ascanio swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Matt Gorski, a home run for the Marauders. On a rehab assignment as Ascanio takes high. It's 2-2. Righty's 2-2 pitch, and Ascanio golfs one in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Yeager behind the third base. Coach's box makes the catch. And for the second straight inning, Jose Davila faces the minimum. Gives up a leadoff bunt single, but a double play prevents Daytona from bringing up any more than three in the frame. Hunter Parks coming on. Tortugas trailing the Cardinals 4-1 after 4.5 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans receive a general admission ticket, a standard food voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Three and four to up for the Cardinals in the bottom of the fifth inning as Daytona making a pitching change. Hunter Parks on in relief of Joseph Menifee. And his first pitch, a called strike at 95. It's 0-1. And Nathan Church fouls the second one back. It's 0-2. Church 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single, tied the game back in the third inning. Cardinals in front 4-1. Wind up and the 0-2. Breaking ball outside. One ball and two strikes. Parks standing at 6'2", 194 pounds, 21 years old from York, South Carolina. His 1-2 pitch slips a little bit high with a breaking ball, 2-2. Parks making his 23rd appearance. This is a ground ball and a couple of hops to short, fielded by Arroyo. And he'll make the play across to Pino, one out. Brings up Thomas Francisco, has walked and struck out tonight 0-for-1. Parks a 3-6 record, a 4.85 ERA. This is 10th relief outing. One save, 66 hits in 72 and a third innings. 43 walks, 81 strikeouts. Righty's first pitch to Francisco. Leaks outside for ball one. Parks picked up the win his last time out. As Francisco swings and misses, it's 1-1. Actually, stand corrected, took the loss his last time. That was game one of last Wednesday's doubleheader against the Hammerheads. Swing and a miss, it's 1-2. Gave up just two runs on five hits over a career-high tying five innings. He's given up just two runs on nine hits in his last 10 frames. 1-2. Fouled straight back. It's 1-2 still. Final line for Joseph Menifee tonight. Goes an inning and a third. No runs on three hits. As this one, a line drive caught on the leap by Edwin Arroyo, two down. This time the jump just a hair, got it on the way back down rather than on the way up. But an out is an out, and there are two away in the fifth inning for R.J. Yeager, who has doubled and walked tonight. But Menifee, no walks, two strikeouts, 22 pitches, 15 strikes, as Parks issues a breaking ball for strike one inside corner. The 0-1, up and away, it's 1-1. 86 degrees right now. Here in Jupiter, Florida, twilight sky, the 1-1. And Jaeger can't hit the curveball. It's 1-2. Real field has dripped down to 91. A calm and cloud-free Tuesday evening. The 1-2. Anthony, strike three called. Hunter Parks comes out of the bullpen and retires the Cardinals in order on 14 pitches in the fifth. Five innings in the books. Daytona trailing 4-1 here in Palm Beach. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network. After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first response night, and the first 1,000 fans to the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Austin Callahan taking a strike to start the top of the sixth inning. Jose Davila back to work, just 61 pitches through his first five innings tonight. As Callahan takes high, it is 1-1. Callahan inside the park home run for Daytona's only tally tonight, his last time in the third. 1-1, and Austin brushed off the plate inside. It's 2-1. Top of the sixth inning, Cardinals a 4-1 advantage, the 2-1. And Callahan a high drive out into left field. Back and to his left is Church, backpedaling by the warning track. And onto the dirt makes the catch for the first out. So Callahan puts a charge into another one, but comes up just a few feet shy of a traditional home run in his third at-bat today. Brings up the center fielder, Hector Rodriguez, has flied out to right and struck out. 0-2 in this one. As this one fouled away, it's 0-1. Rodriguez been swinging a great stick since the trade over from the Mets. As a hit in 15 of 16 games. As that one outside, it's 1-1, hitting 362. In the organization since being dealt. 1-1. And Rodriguez can't get around on the fastball. Up and in, it's 1-2. Reds making some roster moves earlier today. The 1-2 pitch down by the shoelaces, 2-2. Derek Law, the right-hander, had his contract selected from AAA. Louisville lefty Ross Detweiler was designated for assignment. 2-2. And Rodriguez pops one in the air to left. Towards the line, can't find it, is the left fielder Church. Now he does. Takes another step back into his left. Was with it more than he thought. Didn't have to stray that far away once he picked up the baseball again. Two away in the top of the sixth. Brings up Jack Rogers. Has singled and struck out 1-2. Infielder Max Schrock, who was designated for assignment yesterday, was given his outright release. Veteran Laws pitched with the Giants, the Blue Jays, Twins, and Tigers in his major league career as Rogers takes up and in for ball one. A career 4.22 ERA. That one inside, 2-0. Made two appearances with the Tigers at the tail end of July and signed a minor league deal with the Reds after he was designated for assignment. As Rogers takes outside for ball three. Detweiler had been with the Reds since May, the 3-0. High for ball four. So Jack Rogers on base for the second time tonight. And the inning continues for Logan Tanner. Jimmy Crooks, Jeremy Rivas, and R.J. Yeager out to the mound to talk with the righty Davila. No action in the Cardinal right field bullpen. Davila at 74 pitches so far tonight. Rivas and Yeager vacate, just leaving the pitcher and catcher on the hill to discuss. But Detweiler at a 4.44 ERA with the Reds. Schrock had been on the minor league injured list for a while. Could not be placed on outright waivers because he was hurt and thus given his outright release. First pitch to the catcher, Tanner. And Logan takes a strike. It's 0-1. Logan has flied out twice tonight. Once to left and once to center. Rogers the man at first. Cardinals a 4-1 lead as time called. Back leg bent, front leg straight for Davila. The 0-1. And Tanner takes a breaking ball away. It's 1-1. That far from the only big roster move in Major League Baseball today. The 1-1. Outside 2-1. Bunch of prospect news. Cade Cavalli, who was the Nationals' first-round pick out of Oklahoma a couple of years ago, made his Major League debut against the Reds over the weekend. Will be shut down for 2 weeks. As Tanner laid on the fastball at 90, it's 2-2. Be shut down due to shoulder inflammation. Placed on the 15-day IL. Showed no structural damage. But a tough blow for one of the Nationals' top prospects. The A's calling up left-hander Ken Waldichuk. Expected to make his Major League debut tomorrow, or rather on Thursday. Fouled onto the roof by Tanner. Stays 2-2. Waldichuk came over to the A's and the trade deadline deal with the Yankees. That sent Lou Trevino and Frankie Montas to New York. The 2-2. Outside, it's full. Yerlin Confidan, the right fielder, waiting on deck. One on, two out in the top half of the sixth inning. Waldichuk was member of the American League team during the All-Star Futures game. Back at Dodger Stadium in July. Payoff pitch, runner goes. And Tanner sends it straight up in the air. Second baseman Moore calling for it. And inside that pie slice behind second base on the infield dirt. Makes the play above that red cap to end the inning. So Daytona gets a two-out walk. But can't push him across at the end of 5.5. Still 4-1 Cardinals. On the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Josh Baez to lead off for the Cardinals, bottom of the sixth inning. He's the difference in this game tonight. His three-run double in the third gave the Cardinals a 4-1 lead. They still hold that three-run advantage as we speak. And the first pitch, curveball from Hunter Parks inside for ball one. Baez 1-for-2 tonight. And that one snapped in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Baez was the Cardinals' second-round pick last year out of high school. And that one comes up and hits Baez in the back. Wasn't what Parks was trying to do with the 1-1 fastball. And Baez aboard to lead off the top of the sixth inning. One on, nobody out, brings up Jimmy Crooks. Struck out and singled 1-for-2 tonight. Crooks, Cardinals' fourth-round pick out of Oklahoma, has reached in six straight games, including tonight. Action in the Cardinal right field bullpen down the line. And Parks' first pitch, the lefty. Crooks takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Crooks, the Cardinals' number 30 prospect, according to Baseball America. Number 25 by MLB.com. The 0-1. Outside, it's 1-1. Started his college career at McLennan Community College in Waco before transferring on, spending 2 years in the Big 12 in Norman, Oklahoma, the 1-1. This one lined back through the middle and into center field for a hit. Stopping at second, Baez. A walk and a single start the sixth inning for the Cardinals. They have two on and nobody out.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Brings up Brody Moore. Infield base hit to third his last time, 1-for-2 tonight. Moore, the Cardinals' 17th round pick out of Auburn. First pitch, shows bunt, stabs at it, lays it down, third base side, picked up by Parks. Bluffs a throw, has no play anywhere. Ends up tossing it on to third, but getting back to the bag ahead of the tag from Callahan is Baez. A perfectly executed bunt by Brody Moore, tried sacrificing the runners over. Ends up legging out an infield hit as well. And the Cardinals have them loaded with nobody out. Bases are loaded for Jeremy Rivas, who has flied out and struck out tonight 0-for-2. And this one a one-hopper to second. Dropped there by the second baseman, Ascanio. And as a result, his only play is at first base. Scoring from third, Baez to third goes Crooks. Moore takes second. It's an RBI for Jeremy Rivas. And the Cardinals take a 5-1 lead. So second and third, one out for Michael Curiali. The infield in for Daytona. Parks misses high for ball one. Rivas, his 32nd RBI of the year. That leads the active roster. The 1-0. And Curiali loses his top hand on the curveball. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Top of the 8 o'clock hour here in Jupiter, Florida. Justin Rock with you. Cardinals are run in. They have a 5-1 lead in the sixth. As Parks, on a breaking ball, gets Curiale to check his swing, but he held up, says the base umpire, Ginther. 2-1. Palm Beach, a run in on two hits in the sixth. 2-1. Up and in. It is 3-1. Righty stares off towards third, the 3-1 pitch. And that one off the plate away for ball four. So the first walk allowed by Hunter Parks. And the Cardinals will have the top of their order due up with the bases loaded. And last pitch missing outside. As Todd Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with Parks. Hunter retired the Cardinals in order in the fifth inning. Well, the first three reached against him to start the sixth. Tortugas couldn't field the ball cleanly. Had to settle for just one out on the ground ball off the bat of Rivas. And now a walk has him loaded for Victor Scott. Scott has scored a run tonight for the Cardinals. Walked in, came around to score the tying run in the third. The first pitch from Parks is low for ball one. Scott has also grounded to first and struck out tonight. 0 for 2 officially. 1-0. That one a knee-high strike. It's 1-1. Scott, Cardinals' fifth-round pick out of West Virginia. He's playing for the Kituat Kettleers of the Cape Cod Baseball League before being drafted. Takes a called strike 1-2. His teammates there with a couple of Reds draftees, future Tortugas, their first-round pick, Cam Collier, and their fourth-round pick, Kenya Huggins, both out of Chipola College. 1-2, and Scott down on strikes. Big punch out there for Parks. Got him on the off speed at 75. Second strikeout tonight for Parks. Two out in the sixth inning brings up Nathan Church. RBI single to left in the third. Grounded out his last time to short. Bases remain loaded, and this one inside outed down the left field line. To his right goes Dunn, reaches up with that gray mitt. And over his head makes the play to end the inning. Well, the Cardinals pick up another run on two hits. But the bases left loaded after 6-5-1 Palm Beach on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
call to the bullpen for the Cardinals as we move to the top of the seventh inning. Jose Davila is out. Matt Hickey, the new arm in the game for Palm Beach. Hickey standing at 6'1", 170 pounds, 23 years old from Granbury, Texas. 15th round pick of the Cardinals this summer out of Tarleton State in Stephenville, Texas. Making his sixth appearance with the Cardinals. 5-6-7 to up for Daytona in the seventh, trailing 5-1. And Yerlin Confidant takes a strike, hits 0-1. Confidant 0-2 since rejoining Daytona here today. Has flied out and struck out. Lefty batter with an open stance, the 0-1. Down and in. It is 1-1. Hickey making his sixth appearance, three hits in 4 2/3 innings, no runs, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. The 1-1. And Confidant takes a called strike under the hands. It is 1-2. Hickey last pitching against the Mets on Tuesday. Through a scoreless frame, faced the minimum, struck out 2. It's Confidant, a big chopper to second. Fielded behind the infield dirt by Brody Moore. And he'll make the play on to first, one away.
Shortstop.
Leadoff man retired in the seventh brings up Edwin Arroyo, has struck out and fly to left tonight. Final line for the Cardinals starter, Jose Davila. Goes 6 strong innings, 1 unearned run on 3 hits. Righty fires. Called strike, it's 0-1, so they did change the ruling. Austin Callahan no longer with an inside-the-park home run. Will be a triple and an error on the left fielder. As Arroyo fouls it away 0-2, which is what I thought would be the initial ruling when the play unfurled back in the third. So no RBI for Callahan. Will get credit for his first triple of the season. The 0-2 pitch, and Arroyo hits one, a skyscraper. Foul ground, first base side by the home plate area for the for the Cardinals. And making the catch while hitting the dirt is Brody Moore. Moore called off Francisco by the Cardinals' home plate area of their bullpen. And Moore, as that ball was drifting behind him, able to make the play for the second out. Two up and two down for Hickey in the seventh. Brings up Blake Dunn. Infield base hit on a bunt his last time, erased on a double play. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Righty kicks, now comes home. And Dunn takes a called strike. It's 0-2. But Davila, one unearned run on 3 hits in 6 innings, 2 walks and 5 Ks. 81 pitches, 52 strikes tonight. The 0-2 pitch, and Hickey misses outside. It is 1-2. Yasiel Pino on deck. 3-4-5 due up for the Cardinals in the bottom of the inning. Hickey's 1-2, and Dunn lays off. That misses low. It's 2-2. Hickey, as we said, out of Tarleton State. Same alma mater as Trent Baker. Cardinals righty. As Dunn checks his swing, did he go? Yes, he did. On appeal, says the base umpire, Ginther, and Dunn can't believe it. So Hickey comes out of the bullpen and retires Daytona in order in the seventh. Time to get up and stretch here at Roger Dean. Cardinals 5-1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Hunter Parks back to the mound for Daytona in the seventh. Fancy to get your group to their big event. Then ride with Escott Bus Lines, the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Thomas Francisco to lead off the seventh. Gets one in the air to left. Dunn coming in and towards the line to his right. And he'll make the play, one pitch, one out in the home seventh inning. Sends up R.J. Yeager, has doubled, walked, and struck out tonight, one for two. Righty's first pitch, and Yeager off the end of the bat into center field. In and to his right goes Hector Rodriguez. And the 18-year-old will make the running play. So two pitches and two outs. Now in the seventh inning, brings up Joshua Baez. Has a three-run double and a hit-by-pitch tonight. Also scored a run last inning. Baez drafted out of high school in Massachusetts last year. As Parks snaps a curveball for a strike, it's 0-1. Baez out of the Dexter Southfield School in Brookline, Massachusetts. Outside, it's 1-1. Always fun sometimes looking up alma maters, see who shares the same alma mater as some of these players. Is that one off the plate? It's 2-1. So who does Joshua Baez share a high school alma mater with? None other than the 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy. Went to Dexter Southfield School for becoming president. As Baez takes high, it's 3-1. Signed for just under $2.5 million. As a swing and a miss, it's 3-2 to forego his commitment to Vanderbilt. The payoff pitch from Parks, and he got him on the high cheese. Struck him out swinging. Hunter Parks picks up his third strikeout of the night and his second 1-2-3 inning. To the eighth, Cardinals 5, Tortugas 1. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Second inning of relief for Matt Hickey as we head to the top of the eighth inning. Yasiel Pino to lead off. And the first pitch ushered foul towards the Cardinal on-deck circle. It is 0-1. Pino, Ascanio, and Callahan. 8-9 and 1-2 up in the inning. Yasiel 0-2 tonight. And Hickey, who throws from a three-quarters arm angle, hits the top of the zone. It's 0-2. Take a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard in this eighth inning. The 0-2 pitch, and this a broken bat flare caught before it could bounce off the bottom of the hill by the lunging Hickey, one out. Nice play by the pitcher to field his position. He's retired all four men he's faced, brings up Johnny Ascanio. He's fouled out to third and struck out 0-2. But starting at the major league level, this is not the only Reds and Cardinals matchup going on tonight. As Ascanio takes a strike, it's 0-1. Reds hosting the Cardinals at Great American Ballpark. Top of the sixth inning, Reds a 5-1 lead. Cardinals jumped out 1-0 in the third on a Tommy Edman home run. This one popped in the air. Left side of the infield, Yeager on the dirt calls for it. Makes the play with both hands, two out.
Third baseman, number 8, Austin.
Brings up Austin Callahan. Was one of Daytona's three hits with what is now officially a triple and an error that allowed him to score in the third. Flied out to deep left his last time. Righty against lefty, and Callahan able to hop out of the way. It's 1-0. But Austin Romine, a two-run home run for the Reds, his second since joining Cincinnati, former Tampa Yankee. Jonathan India, T.J. Friedel. That inside, 2-0. Nick Senzel, Aristides Aquino, Alejo Lopez. The Daytona alums in the lineup tonight for the Major League Club. Hickey's 2-0. Callahan takes one inside corner. It is 2-1. Justin Dunn made the start. Derek Law has come on to replace him. Making his Reds debut, the 2-1. Callahan gets it off the hands. It's 2-2. Triple-A Louisville at home against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate. Louisville trailing 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2. And Austin takes outside. It's full. Spencer Steer has brought in all three of Louisville's runs with a three-run double. Lorenzo Cedrola, the lone Daytona alum in the AAA lineup. Ricky Karcher has come on in relief as Callahan takes one for strike three called. Was hopping out of the way, thought it missed inside, but it grabbed a piece of the inner half. And Hickey has faced six batters, retired them all with a couple of strikeouts. To the bottom of the eighth. Palm Beach 5, Daytona 1 on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
All Hunter Parks back to the mound for Daytona. Bottom of the eighth inning. Cardinals a 5-1 lead. Daytona one run, three hits, no errors. They have left three tonight. Cardinals five runs, seven hits. No errors. They have left six. Crooks, Moore, and Rivas, 6-7 and 8-2 up in the inning. Old buddy Roberto Espinosa has left the building. It's awesome getting to wave back and forth with him tonight. Love how small the baseball community is as Crooks takes high. It is 1-0. Crooks has singled to center his last two times up. Has also struck out two for three. Lefty up in the Cardinal right field bullpen. This one fouled straight back. It is 1-1. Continuing our look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, only two other games to alert you on. Double-A Chattanooga at home against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Marlins affiliate. As Crooks takes a strike, it's 1-2. Pensacola former Reds affiliate. But Pensacola leading Chattanooga 5-0. Andrew Abbott having a tough start tonight. Former Tortuga. Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, Brian Ray, Daniel Veoheen. The alumni in the lineup, 1-2. And Crooks takes high, it's 2-2. The break even from the 21-year-old. And this one hit on the ground, well stung, but Ascanio stays in front. Drops to a knee to make sure it doesn't get by. And the play on to Pino for the first out.
Second baseman, number 18, Brody Moore.
Leadoff man retired. Six in a row retired by Parks brings up Brody Moore. Has a couple of infield hits tonight and a fly out to right, 2-for-3. And he looks at a curveball for strike one. Only other game on the docket tonight is High A Dayton. They are at home. As that one outside, it's 1-1. Taking on the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Twins affiliate. They trail 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Justice Thompson driving in the Dragons' only run with a solo home run, his seventh. 1-1. Fastball strike, it's 1-2. Jay Allen the second, Austin Hendrick, Reese Hines, Tyler Callahan. Jose Torres, Michelle Triana, and the aforementioned Thompson, the alums in the order. As Moore sends it away, it's 1-2. Chase Petty struck out six over four innings tonight. Unfortunately, the pitcher of record on the losing side, Owen Holt, has a scoreless inning of relief following him. 1-2. Breaking ball, got him looking. Curve ball away, another strikeout for Hunter Parks. Two up, two down in the eighth inning. Fourth strikeout tonight for Hunter. Brings up Jeremy Rivas. RBI ground out his last time in the sixth. This will be Parks' 51st pitch tonight. And Rivas takes high for ball one. Arizona Complex League, Dominican Summer League season's over. In the red system, so that is all there is to alert you on in the org tonight. Is that up and in 2-0? Reds and Cardinals still duking it out at the major league level, as well as here at single A 2. As Rivas takes low, it's 3-0. Tortugas will have 2, 3, and 4 due up in the top of the ninth. 3-0. And Rivas takes high for ball four. So that ends the streak of seven in a row retired by Parks. One on and two out in the eighth inning for Michael Curiali. Reached on a walk his last time. He's also grounded into a fielder's choice in line to right, 0-for-2. Righty from the third base side of the rubber. And Parks' slider. This is low for ball one. Curiali, drafted out of UCLA, was also taken out of high school. Was a 31st round pick of the Rockies. Out of J. Sarah Catholic is that one outside. It's 2-0. Cardinals 12th round selection. .319 for the Bruins this past spring. 2-0. And Hunter misses outside ball three. Victor Scott, lefty swinging center fielder, is on deck. Rivas takes his lead, the 3-0. And that one in for a strike. It's 3-1. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Cardinals a 5-1 lead, the 3-1. And that one low and away, ball four. So back-to-back two-out walks. And the Cardinals two on and two out. The top of the order in Victor Scott. 0 for 3 has struck out his last two times, has also walked and scored a run. It's time called, and Tanner will go out to the mound and talk with Parks. Fans, Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines, a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. Reserve your ride at escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T. Buslines.com. So two on and two out for Victor Scott. This one ties him up inside, fouled off towards the Tiki Hut area between the third base seats and the left field bleachers. It is 0-1. Scott out of West Virginia, we mentioned, playing up in the Cape Cod League before being drafted the 0-1. Hi, it's 1-1. He's talking with the man who broadcasted for him up in the Cape League earlier this summer, Jake Starr, a fellow Penn State alum, and sent him a text earlier today if there was anything that I needed to know about Victor. Now and up and away, it's 2-1. One is that Victor releases his own music, and as a matter of fact, the song that Scott comes up to is his own song. Don't know how many guys in minor league baseball or major league baseball for that measure can say that. That one down and in, it's 3-1. But my favorite was, as someone who worked 2 years in the Cape League 9-10 years ago, Mike Roberts was still the manager of the Kettleers, as he was when I was there a decade ago, the 3-1. Swing and a miss, it's 3-2. And according to Jake, Victor Scott does a marvelous impression of the Kettleers' longtime manager, Mike Roberts, the father of former Major League All-Star Brian Roberts. Payoff pitch, runners go, and Scott takes high for ball four. So three straight walks after retiring the first two hitters of the inning. Brings up Nathan Church. RBI single tied the game back in the third. It's grounded out and flied out since then as Naskadov out of the third base dugout to talk with Parks. Series will continue tomorrow night. Another 6:30 scheduled first pitch here at Roger Dean. Final day of August. It'll be Tanner Cooper to get the ball for Daytona. 4-4 record will make his second start. Off the IL, a 3.57 ERA. Tink Hentz, one of the top young prospects in baseball, will get the ball for the Cardinals. 0-1, a 1.62 ERA. Our coverage will start 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern time, leading up to the 6:30 first toss here from Jupiter. Action in Daytona's left field bullpen, just in case. Cardinals have them loaded. Three straight two-out walks. And it'll be Nathan Church to try and put a bow on this game for the Beach Birds. Daytona has walked seven as a team tonight. And the first pitch to the lefty batter is laced foul to the back row of the bleachers behind Daytona's bullpen. It's 0-1. Rivas at third, Curiali at second, Scott the man at first. The 0-1. And Church hits one in the air to center. Racing in is Rodriguez. He's underneath, makes the play. And Parks bends but does not break in the eighth inning. 3-2 out walks load the bases, but Parks gets a lazy fly ball to center to keep them off the scoreboard. We head to the top of the ninth. Daytona looking for a rally. They trail 5-1 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Top of the ninth inning, call to the bullpen for the Cardinals. It is a left-hander, Alfredo Ruiz, on a try and record the final three outs. Two lefties and a righty due up, and Rodriguez hits a missile, and it's caught on a leap at third base by Yeager, one out in the ninth inning. Rodriguez squared that one up, and even with the third baseman playing in, able to leap and make the catch to take away a base hit from Rodriguez to start the ninth inning. So one away for Jack Rogers, who has singled and walked tonight. And he takes low for ball one. Ruiz standing at 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, 22 years old from Chula Vista, California. 1-0 called strike. It's 1-1 was the Cardinals' sixth round pick last year at a Long Beach State University. 1-1. Rogers looks at a strike. It's 1-2. Ruiz, 3-1 mark. A 3.49 ERA. This is 15th appearance, 14th out of the bullpen. Is 1-2. And Rogers takes the sweeper outside. It's 2-2. Ruiz, 24 hits allowed in 28 in a third inning, 7 walks and 35 punchouts. The 2-2. And Rogers takes on the outside corner for strike three looking. First strikeout tonight for Ruiz, and Daytona down to their final out tonight. Brings up Logan Tanner, 0-3, with three fly balls tonight. Last chance for him to extend his on-base streak had reached its 7th straight coming into tonight. Ruiz, long black hair, works from the third base side. Darts that one down and in. It's 1-0, final line for Matt Hickey. Goes two innings, no runs on no hits. As Tanner takes a strike, no walks, two Ks. 23 pitches, 17 strikes. As Tanner takes low. Count rolls to 2-1. 9 in a row. Retired by Cardinal pitching since the 6th. Bases empty, two out. Cardinals in front by 4 in the ninth at 2-1. And Tanner swings through the heater. It's 2-2. And Daytona now down to their final strike. Yerlin Confidant hoping for a chance on deck. A 2-2 from the southpaw. And he got him on the fastball, strike three. And the Cardinals win it. Your final score in game one of this six-game series, Palm Beach 5 and Daytona 1. Tortuga's three-game winning streak comes to an end, while the Cardinals have now won a league best 4 in a row. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report is next. Cardinals win it 5-1. They maintain their spot atop the Eastern Division with less than 12 games to go in the season. Cardinals 5, Daytona 1. Don't go anywhere. The recap report is next on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Hawaiian Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
After a two-week road trip, the Tortugas return home to close out the season with six games against the Tampa Tarpons starting on Tuesday, September 6th. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Daytona players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, September 7th for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you care to eat, hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thursday on September 8th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Come find your lost shaker assault on Friday, September 9th with our Margaritaville night. We'll have live music, pregame discounts with a Friday night happy hour, and specialty uniforms. Stick around after the final out for our final first Friday fireworks extravaganza of the year. Arrive early on Saturday, September 10th for Bob Ross Bobblehead night. The first 1,000 fans will receive a limited edition Bob Ross Bobblehead. Bring your pup to the Jack as well with our final Bark in the Park night of the campaign. We wrap up the series and the season on Sunday, September 11th with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Funday, featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. We'll also host our first responders night, and the first 1,000 fans through the gates will receive a camo-themed hat courtesy of Daytona Beach International Airport. For tickets and more information on all promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the recap report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Tough one tonight for Daytona as a battle between the teams with the two longest winning streaks in the circuit. Something had to give, and it was the Cardinals who used a four-run bottom of the third inning to usurp the Tortugas tonight. The final score, Palm Beach 5 and Daytona 1. With the win, Cardinals stay atop the Eastern Division in the second half. They now hold a second half mark of 31-23. They are 61-57 overall. Daytona with the loss, dropping to 19-34 in the half, 48-70 now on the season overall. Let's take you through the game that was tonight. Started on a positive note for Daytona. Ryan Cardona going up against the right-hander for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Jose Davila. And in the top of the third inning, Daytona broke up the scoreless game with one out. Austin Callahan carried a 1-2 pitch out to deep left center field. The center fielder, Scott, traced it back into his right but collided violently with the left center field wall and went down. Callahan never stopped hustling, went to third. Ball was bobbled out in left field by Nathan Church. Callahan broke to the plate. The throw went up the third base line. Originally was scored as an inside-the-park home run, was later changed to a triple and an error. But either way, Daytona had a 1-0 third-inning lead. But back-to-back strikeouts would end that rally, and Daytona would not put another man in scoring position the rest of the game. Cardinals, though, came roaring back in the bottom of the inning, all with two outs. With the bases empty and two down, Victor Scott walked, stole second, and as he was in motion on a 3-2 pitch, scored on a single to left by Nathan Church, tied the game at one. But then Thomas Francisco and R.J. Yeager walked to load the bases. After Ryan Cardona was lifted, Joseph Menifee came on. And on a 1-2 pitch, Joshua Baez banged one off the left center field wall. All three runs scored. He was thrown out trying to advance to third on the play. But the Cardinals had a 4-1 advantage after three. And then in the sixth, Josh Baez led off the inning with a hit-by-pitch. Cardinals would load the bases on back-to-back base hits by Jimmy Crooks and Brody Moore. And then Jeremy Rivas, an RBI ground out to second, made it a 5-1 game. They would not push any more across in that frame or the rest of the night. Left the bases loaded in the eighth. But Daytona, as we said, did not get a man in scoring position from the fourth inning onward, as the Cardinals take the opening game of the series tonight by a final of 5-1. Winning pitcher tonight for the Cardinals, Jose Davila. He is 1-0, six innings, one unearned run on three hits, two walks and five strikeouts. Loss goes to Ryan Cardona. He drops to 4-4, gave up four runs, all earned on two hits, walked three, struck out three in 2 2/3 innings. Final line scores tonight: Daytona one run on three hits, no errors. They left three. Cardinals five runs, seven hits, one error. They left nine. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 3 minutes. No official attendance on Tuesday and Sunday nights here in Palm Beach, as the games are not open to the paying public. As for the out-of-town scoreboards tonight, before we say goodbye from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, this is the only game in the FSL that has gone final. Bottom of the ninth in St. Lucie, Mets and Hammerheads are tied at two. Hammerheads scoring two in the top of the sixth to tie the game. Torin Montgomery with his second career home run for the Hammerheads. Elsewhere in the league tonight, bottom of the eighth inning in Lakeland, it is the Threshers 9 and the Flying Tigers 3. A rout there at Joker Marchant Stadium. Chad Castillo and Troy Schreffler have homered in that one for the Threshers. Also in the league tonight, middle of the seventh inning in Tampa, Tarpons and Blue Jays are tied at seven. Marcos Cabrera has gone deep for the Tarpons, his 14th home run of the season. And top of the sixth inning in Bradenton, Marauders and Mighty Muscles are tied at sixth. Matt Gorski, a home run for the Marauders on a rehab assignment. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard tonight, major league level, Reds leading the Cardinals 5-1, bottom of the seventh inning in Cincinnati. Austin Romine, a two-run home run against his former team. Bottom seven, AAA Louisville has rallied to tie the game against the Indianapolis Indians. Pirates affiliate, that game even at six. Three RBIs on a double for Spencer Steer. AA Chattanooga having a tough go of it tonight at home against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Marlins affiliate, they trail 9-0 in the top of the sixth inning. And High A Dayton at home against the Cedar Rapids Colonels Twins Farm Club, they trail 6-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Justice Thompson has homered. Jay Allen has his first High A triple tonight, but the Dragons trailing by three. As for Major League Baseball, before we say goodbye, top of the ninth, Guardians a 5-1 lead on the Orioles out in Cleveland. Bottom seven in Miami. The Rays leading the Marlins 6-0. Bottom of the fourth in Washington, D.C. It is the A's 6 and the Nationals 4. Cole Irvin starting for the A's. End of 5 in Toronto. Cubs and Blue Jays tied at 1. Marcus Stroman first time back in Canada against Kevin Gausman. Bottom 5 in New York. Mets and Dodgers tied at 3. Andrew Heaney against Taiwan Walker. It is the Mariners all over the Tigers. 9-0. Middle of the 5th inning in Detroit. George Kirby making the start for Seattle. Bottom 4 in Atlanta. Braves and Rockies tied at 2. Jose Ureña against Max Fried. Top of the 4th in Minnesota. It is the Twins 3 and the Red Sox 1. Former Daytona Cub Chris Archer against Cutter Crawford. Astros in Arlington taking on the Rangers. Houston a 1-0 lead. Framber Valdez against Dane Dunning. Bottom 2 on the south side of Chicago. Royals a 1-0 edge on the White Sox. Brady Singer against Lucas Giolito. Brewers hosting the Pirates. Top of the 3rd in Milwaukee. Jason Alexander against Mitch Keller. Everything else in baseball hasn't started yet at 9:38. Angels will host the Yankees. Mike Myers against Jameson Taillon. Phillies in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. Aaron Nola against Zach Gallen. And the Giants host the Padres at 9:45. Logan Webb against Blake Snell. Our series will continue tomorrow night. Daytona will try and snap the Cardinals' four-game winning streak. It'll be Tanner Cooper to get the ball for Daytona, 4-4, a 3.57 ERA. The Cardinals will hand the ball to one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. That is the teenage right-hander, Tink Hentz, 0-1, a 1.62 ERA. Coverage starts 15 minutes prior to first pitch at 6:15 Eastern Time, leading up to the 6:30 first pitch right here from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. That'll do it for us on this Tuesday night. Cardinals take the opening game of this series. They win their fourth straight as they topple Daytona by a final of 5-1. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of characters back at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Jupiter, Florida, where again your final tonight, the Cardinals 5 and the Tortugas 1. We hope to have you with us again for game 2 of this final road trip of the season tomorrow night. But until then, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Jupiter, Florida. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.